It's the Giants and the Eagles on Sunday night. Sunday Night Football in America lands at Lincoln Financial Field, and I'm Dave Spadaro here with Eagles great former wide receiver Mike Quick, the radio analyst, of course, and our co-host for the Game Plan Show. We're here to talk about Sunday. And the Giants come to town. And to me, Mike, this is the game that kind of tells you exactly what this Eagles team is all about. 4-1 is great.
I agree.
Inconsistent path to this point.
Yeah.
This is the game.
I agree with that because I think right now the NFC East is so good, so competitive. The Giants at 4-1. You know, the Cowboys are coming. Redskins, I don't count them so much right now, but you've got three teams that are really fighting for the top of the NFC East. And I think Sunday night will have a lot to say about who is going to be the who's going to reign supreme in the NFC East.
Let's talk about first the Eagles defense, because it has come under so much scrutiny, particularly the cornerbacks, the pass rush. Let's start at cornerback. Bill Davis earlier this week really defending Kerry Williams, defending Bradley Fletcher. It's been a tough ride for them through five games, as it is for most cornerbacks in the NFL. Your opinion?
Well, in the position that Billy Davis is in, I would expect him to defend his guys. You know, to me, the biggest problem that they're having is not playing the ball when the ball's in the air, because I think they do a pretty good job in coverage, and they say plastering to the receivers. I think they do a pretty good job of that. But the most crucial part in covering is when the ball is there, and you have to be able to make a play on the ball. And I think too many times they're not getting their head turned back to locate the football and making a play.
Isn't that fundamentals? Isn't that something the cornerback is taught when he's 15 years old?
Well, it is, but it's taught – different people teach it different ways. Some D-back coaches teach you to just play the receiver and play his hands and his eyes, and whenever he's making a motion to go after the ball, that's when you go after the ball. So I don't necessarily think that that's exactly what's taught here, although it was at one time. I think they have the option to, but to me, they don't enough times turn around, locate the ball, and because of that, we're seeing too many catches downfield that really shouldn't be.
Is it a relatively easy fix for the Eagles?
I think so. Okay. Yeah, I think so. To me, I think you have to be a little bit selfish at that point when you're playing that position and you want to get interceptions. I think if you want to get interceptions, you get your head around and you find the football.
Because I look at this game, and I know that we'll talk about the offense in a moment here, but with Beckham Jr. now making a contribution, Victor Cruz and their tight end Larry Donnell and Reuben Randall, Eli Manning has some great weapons to throw to. They're going to come out and spread the field and throw at the Eagles' cornerbacks.
Well, they also have a very good running game. The Giants are back to pounding the football the way that they did when in the Giants' glory days. You know, they've got a young running back in Andre Williams that out of Boston College that's just a beast in running the football. He's a big back. They have one of the few fullbacks still left in the National Football League in Onoski. So they like to run this lead ISO play where they get him on the linebacker. They're a good football team, but they've now incorporated the West Coast offense passing attack. So Eli's going to get the ball out quickly. But as you said now, they've got Beckham back, and he has world-class speed. So that now they incorporate him into everything they've been doing up to this point. You know, they didn't have him for 4 weeks of the regular season. Now they have this guy that can stretch the field. So it just adds more to this dynamic offense.
Yeah, it's going to be a handful for Bill Davis and his defense. It would help the defense a lot if the offense got into the red zone and scored points, scored touchdowns. The Eagles ranked 30th in the league in red zone touchdown efficiency. Mike, how does this improve what is happening in the red zone?
Well, I think you got to do a little bit of what they did on Sunday, getting the ball to Riley Cooper in the perfect matchup. He's 6'4". He's going up against a 5'10 corner, and Nick Foles throws the ball up in a spot where you've got a jump ball situation with your 6'4 wide receiver. It's really all about matchups. You get down in that area, you create the right matchups, and then it's execution, making sure that the wide receiver catches the ball when it's thrown, making sure that the quarterback puts the ball in the right place, making sure that those bigs up front or giving him the protection that he needs. It's about execution, and it's about matchups.
Matchup, well, that's one of the reasons they brought Darren Sproles in here, because he's so difficult. Last thing here, how did the Eagles get the ball to him a little bit more in the passing game? It's been kind of non-existent the last few weeks.
Moving him around, as they've done, but really trying to focus on getting him the ball. Design plays to get him in a matchup situation where he's favorable. You know, he's so quick. You can use them in so many ways, slot, wide, And it all depends on what guy is he going to draw when you put him in these different situations. Now, if he draws a guy where you don't have a favorable matchup, you got to go somewhere else with the ball. But it's all about that. It's all about the matchups.
Eagles win this game, Mike? How do they do it?
I think they win this game defensively. They've got to do a real good job, the cornerbacks do, on the outside receivers. That's first. If you're able to – see, I think up front, the Eagles play so well. I think in the run game, they're going to be solid. The passing game, they have to be good on the outside. And then offensively, they have to move people around. They have to catch them off guard, little misdirection stuff, and make sure that the quarterback and the wide receivers are on point, on the same page, but also executing the offense.
A win would be oh so sweet to get to 5-1 atop the NFC East going into the bye week. We thank you, Mike. Quick six.
Anytime.
In studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.